It's time for From the Short Grass with Trey Schaap, a golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around trying to put it in a 4 1/4 inch diameter hole. From the Short Grass is brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. Blackman Auctions. For over 80 years, better auctions have always been Blackman Auctions. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels. We partner with you to deliver high-yield results by managing, developing, and investing in top-quality hospitality assets. And now, from the Short Grass, here is your host, Trey Schaap.
Welcome to another edition of From the Short Grass. I am your host, Trey Schaap. Have you tried the Rip Stick yet? If not, you need to get it. Rip Golf has this incredible new training aid called the Rip Stick. The Rip Stick is designed to add swing speed to your swing. What does swing speed do? Well, it increases how far the ball is going to travel. You can swing faster, the ball is going to travel further from the tee, and distance is key in the game of golf. We all know that. Obviously, accuracy, but if you can get the ball closer to the green, that's a lot better than further back, even if you're in the fairway. Nowadays, you can get out of almost anywhere, unless you're playing the U.S. Open where the rough is particularly high. And yes, it was very brutal at Los Angeles Country Club for this year's U.S. Open. Anyway, the Rip Stick. Go to ripgolf.com. You can order your Rip Stick from there. Do it, and I think you're going to like the results that you get if you use the Rip Stick. Coming up on this edition of From the Short Grass, I sit down with Ole Miss Athletic Director Keith Carter. Now, Keith was a Perryville Mustang, grew up in Perryville, as he says in the interview, spent his first 18 years of his life in Arkansas, but he has found a home at Ole Miss where he played collegiately on the basketball court for the Rebels. We'll talk with Keith Carter after the break. But first, I want to tell you about our good friends at Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group. Matthew Allen, Blair Allen, they know how to manage hotel properties. Find them on the web, bphotels.com. Find one of their properties that they manage for your next upcoming stay, and make sure you stay at a BP Hotel location. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group, a great sponsor of From the Short Grass. We're back with Keith Carter after this. Stay with us.
This is Thomas Blackman of Blackman Auctions. You all know by now I'm not a good golfer, but my son loves the game and he and I have been playing more. I've got my score down to, I've quit playing a scramble on every hole. I'm using the bunker rake much less than I used to, and a lot of the time I hit my drives past the women's tee box. All of my success in golf can directly be tied to me listening to From the Short Grass. Without it, I would not be the golfer I am today. Trey, you owe me $20 for that. Trey knows golf, I know auctions. Come see us at BlackmanAuctions.com. Since 1938, better auctions are Blackman Auctions.
At Stevens, our philosophy is to invest every dollar as if it were our own. To seize opportunity. To anticipate rather than react. To deliver constant focus in an ever-changing world. And to pursue the objectives of our clients in order to help them reach their financial goals. A proven history of helping companies and individuals. Stevens, member NYSE SIPC.
With all the decisions you need to make about what to do in El Dorado, finding a place to stay is an easy one. The Haywood is uniquely positioned to make your stay one to treasure. Located in the historic Union Square District of El Dorado, the Haywood offers luxurious accommodations that feature contemporary, colorful rooms with high-quality bedding, comfortable baths with walk-in showers, and a spacious workspace with stylish plantation shutters that are unique additions to the stunning decor in a non-smoking environment. Make the Haywood your home away from home the next time you visit El Dorado.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Short Grass. I am your host, Trey Schaap. Keith Carter was a four-year starter at Ole Miss. He helped the Rebels win a pair of Southeastern Conference Western Division titles in 1997 and 98. He earned All-America honors after his senior season in 1999. He was a four-year starter, received All-SEC first and second team honors in 98 and 99, and also won a gold medal as a member of the U.S. national team at the 1998 Goodwill Goodwill Games. Keith then played professional basketball in Italy from 2001 until 2008. On November 22, 2019, he was named Vice Chancellor for Intercollegiate Athletics at Ole Miss by University of Mississippi Chancellor Glenn Boyce. Keith is a native of Perryville, Arkansas, and lives in Oxford with his wife Jill and their three children, Drew, Callie, and Hayes. On the tee, Keith Carter.
Keith Carter, thanks for joining me on From the Short Grass, athletic director at Ole Miss, but an Arkansan at heart. And I say Arkansan, not Arkansas Razorback, but Arkansan.
Absolutely, and always will be. Wouldn't trade a minute of my first 18 years growing up in Perryville, and my parents are still there, my sister and her husband and children are still there, a lot of friends there, so always an Arkansan at heart.
How often are you able to get back to Arkansas outside of when Ole Miss is playing the Razorbacks?
Yeah, not as much as I would like, and it's only 4 hours away, which is kind of crazy. You'd think we'd make it a little more often, but between the Ole Miss schedule and our kids' schedule and all that. Now, my parents and sister, they come down to Oxford a lot. They were actually just down last weekend for my son's graduation, but probably, you know, 3 or 4 times a year, something like that. I may try to get over there sometime in June. And see the folks and see what Perryville, see how big Perryville's growing to be, you know. Not too big. I don't think much has changed, but that's what makes it really special.
It does have room to grow. I mean, there's a lot of
plenty
land
of room
out
to grow,
there.
No doubt, no doubt. Well, you know, I think I've said this before, but, you know, really the one thing that's changed since I grew up there is there's a Sonic now. So, you know, I mean, that's big time for Perryville. That's big time, you know, having a Sonic. So we didn't have that when I was in high school.
That is big time. When did you first pick up a golf club?
Probably about my junior year in high school. Didn't grow up playing, you know, my parents didn't play or anything like that, but then had some buddies, that played and we started playing. We would go down to, War Memorial. We'd play down there. We'd play at Burns Park, play down there a lot. And so we'd drive down and, you know, you'd pay for your greens fees and we'd play all day. You know, you'd start at 8 a.m. Yeah. and we'd play, you know, 36, 45 holes, get our money's worth, walk the whole time, you know. But it's just a great game.
When you were growing up, obviously basketball, but did you play other sports before your junior year of high school when you picked up golf?
Yeah, I played baseball. Baseball was and still is my favorite sport. You know, we had a decent little team at Perryville, but, you know, I knew if I was going to play in college, it was going to be basketball. So, but baseball was great, and we had a lot of fun with that. And then, you know, obviously golf on the weekends and just, you know, playing that more recreationally.
When you went through your basketball recruiting, what was that like?
It was fun. You know, I wasn't very highly recruited. You know, I started playing AAU with the Arkansas Wings my junior year. Started picking up a little bit of momentum in the recruiting world. But it was, you know, UALR, Arkansas State, Western Kentucky, you know, Southwest Missouri State, Missouri State, you know, those type level schools. And, you know, I was really all set to go to Jonesboro and go to Arkansas State. And kind of at the 11th hour, Ole Miss came in and, you know, said, hey, would you wait till the late signing period? And we want to take a look at you, that type of thing. And I did. And, you know, the rest is history. But it was fun. I enjoyed it. You know, for me, you know, you see a lot of this stuff these days and, you know, people are going to release their top 10 or their whatever. Mm-hmm. I was just ready to make a decision. You know, I wanted to pick a place that I loved and loved the coaches and loved the, you know, the area and all that. And Oxford was certainly that. And, you know, once I committed to them, that was it. You know, I was ready to go and Oxford was my destination.
I think I told Pat Bradley the other day that, I mean, he's about 20 years too soon because all of the NIL deals now. And I'm sure you might feel the same way.
Well, it would have been neat to kind of see how all that would have worked back in the day. You know, I think that there's some great opportunities for our young people now, and we got a lot of work to do in that space. You know, kind of with what it's become. But I do think it's really neat for them to be able to have that opportunity to benefit from their name, image, and likeness, and they should be able to. So, yeah, I don't know if like John Deere hats or tall socks or, you know, some of those would have sponsored me back in the day, but. It would have been neat to see.
I'm sure tall socks would have. I mean, you were like the only player that had them up to your knees.
Yeah, I don't know why. It was just something we did in high school a little bit, and then got to Ole Miss and was just, you know, something to be a little bit of a differentiator, and it kind of stuck. And really to this day, you know, a lot of people, they don't really remember any of the games we played or whatever. They're like, hey, you're the one that wore the high socks. I'm like, Well, I guess I accomplished, you know, something in college.
Well, Razorback fans would be like, you're a Razorback slayer. You're not the guy that just wore the tall socks. I mean, you knocked down some shots to help beat the Razorbacks when you were a Rebel.
Yeah, we had some good games against the Hogs, and we had a lot of guys from Arkansas, you know, and very candidly, a lot of guys that felt like, you know, hey, we didn't get a shot to go there and play. And so we probably had a little extra motivation, you know, when we played those games. But Coach Richardson, you know, what can you say about him? He, great job that he did there. And, you know, my junior year, they had just won the national championship in 94, 95. They go back to the championship game and really should have won another one. And they were recruiting at such a high level. I was a zero star, you know. I mean, I didn't have any stars. And so you look back on it now and you understand, you know, they're going to New York and Kansas City and all over, you know, getting four and five star recruits. And, you know, a lot of us were good players, but we weren't at that level, you know, rated at that level and whatever. But anyway, all that to say, we end up in Oxford, me, Jason Smith, Anthony Boone, Jason Harrison, Jason Flanagan, you know, a lot of Arkansas guys that just, you know, felt a little bit shunned. And we all had, you know, great careers and great teams at Ole Miss, but probably, you know, when we rolled up to play the Razorbacks, we were probably had our antenna up a little higher, no doubt.
I would think so. Yeah, let's go back to your junior year of high school and picking up the game of golf. Did you watch it on TV?
A little bit. I had really one buddy that played golf, and he would go play with his dad, and he would always invite me to play, you know, for several years. And I'm, nah, you know, I don't want to go play
golf. It wasn't
golf.
Cool back then.
Wasn't cool. And, you know, we had other things. We were hunting and fishing and doing all kinds of stuff. But finally, one day I went, and a couple of our buddies ended up going, and we just had a great time. We taught ourselves. I mean, we were terrible, you know, but we had a lot of fun with it. And like I said, we would throw the clubs in the back of the truck, drive to Burns Park at, you know, 7 a.m. on a Saturday, and we'd be down there all day. And it was just a lot of fun. And then, you know, all throughout college, had buddies that played, and, you know, been fortunate enough to play a lot of really cool places. And my game's gotten a little bit – I actually hadn't played much golf in the past couple years, been dealing with a little bit of a back issue. But, you know, over the years, it's been really fun to go different places. And growing up in the development world with Ole Miss Athletics, you know, you have a lot of golfing events and mm-hmm. get to, you know, play a lot of nice courses that your donors are members of and those type of things. So it was really cool.
In your job now, and let's go back to in your job in development first for Ole Miss. I mean, you're out there trying to raise money for the athletic department, the school as a whole. How can being on a golf course help you with that?
Well, I you know, it you see it all the time in a lot of corporate outings for golf. There's reasons for that, because, you know, if you're with somebody for 4 or 5 hours, you can learn a lot about them, and you can build relationships. You can, you know, figure out within the first 10 or 15 minutes on how they play the game. Are they going to, you know, they have integrity? Do they have, you know, all these different things? And so I think that there's a lot of value to that. And, you know, I don't love the old 6 hour, you know, 4-man scramble that takes forever out there.
Mm-hmm.
But it is cool to ride in a golf cart with somebody for 18 holes, because you can really learn a lot about them.
You can learn a lot about them, and you can also gauge their interest, mm-hmm. right?
That's right. Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, you build that relationship, and, you know, within 18 holes, if you're trying to, you know, get an ask out there or learn something about them, you can always find that window to do it, you know? And so, there's been many, many times on a golf course where we've been able to, you know, push something across the finish line, or, you know, get something to the next step from a development standpoint or just a relationship standpoint. So, I think over the years it's been very beneficial.
What's Keith Carter's closing line? If he's out there and he's got a donor and he's about to commit or she's about to commit, what's that closing line that you would use?
Well, you know, I think, you know, at now in the AD role, you know, all our development folks are like, hey, we need you to come in and help us close this out, you know, or whatever. And I don't think it's really like that. I think it's more about building the relationship, because I think sometimes, you know, we have a great development team at Ole Miss. They've raised a lot of money and they do a tremendous job. But there are times when, you know, hey, they've gotten them right there to that finish line, and it is, you know, a relationship with the AD or relationship with the head football coach or basketball coach or whatever that is that can kind of help push it over, you know, over the edge. So I don't know that it's necessarily like a closing line, but, you know, you just try to be yourself. You try to talk about your vision for Ole Miss Athletics and, you know, what you're trying to accomplish, what we're trying to do for our student athletes. And, you know, a lot of times those people, they get it. I mean, these folks have been asked for money probably most of their professional lives. They've made a lot of money. They give to their church. They give to other charities. But you got to let them know, you know, why it's important for them to give to Ole Miss Athletics.
I know that being the AD of Ole Miss now, and there are some big-time alums of the University of Mississippi. I'm sure you've got the opportunity to play golf with a lot of them. Eli Manning, Archie Manning, just to name two.
Yeah, yeah, it's been pretty cool. You know, we've got a donor, a friend that's a member at Augusta, a member at Pebble Beach. We've played a Lotion, you know, with out in Little Rock several times. And that's pretty neat to me. And that's kind of what I enjoy now about golf is getting to go see kind of new settings. And, you know, I'm not the best golfer, but it seems like you're a better golfer when you go play some of those, you know, those really cool places that you've seen on TV or whatever. So, but yeah, it's been fun. And you know, that to me is what's great about golf is, you know, you can play it for your whole lifetime. And our best donor, Jerry Hollingsworth, is from right here in Destin, actually lives up in Niceville. And he loves golf. I mean, that's what he's done. He's 90 years old now. I've played many, many rounds of golf with him down here at Indian Bayou. We've played all over the place. Our donor that's the member at Augusta has taken him to Augusta, which was really cool. And so just building those relationships is what it's all about.
Yeah, Pebble Beach and Augusta are a long way from Burns Park and War Memorial.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. But that's also the great part about it is some of my best golf memories I've ever had were at Burns Park, you know? So
sure.
We never thought at 17, 18 years old when we were out there, you know, shooting 107, you know, or whatever at Burns Park that, you know, maybe someday I'd get to play at Augusta or Pebble Beach.
For you, when you turned off Washington Avenue and went down Magnolia Lane, what was that like?
It was cool. I mean, it was really cool. You know, it's that is the one that you kind of see on TV and you know, you kind of envision what it's going to be like. And really, it was kind of above the expectation, you know.
Really?
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's just really awesome. And, you know, a lot of the courses, you know, have been like that you get there and you're like, man, this is even better than what you could have imagined. You know, Pebble Beach, I mean, When you're looking out over, you know, the water and you're like, holy cow, this is majestic, you know. You kind of forget you're playing golf for a minute. anyway, it's been cool.
Your bad back has, you know, kind of maybe hampered you a little bit, but do you use the game as a way to kind of get away from everything? Because you can get on a golf course and yeah, sometimes you're with a donor or something and you're trying to close a deal or just get to know them, but is there a time, Keith, when you can get out there and just relax and let everything else go and just focus on the game and kind of clear your head?
Yeah, I've got a couple of buddies that, you know, when you're with them, you know, we're somewhat serious about the golf, but it's, you know you're in a safe place, you know you can have fun, you know you can talk about whatever. One of my favorite places to play is Trinity Forest in Dallas. My good buddy Hunter Carpenter is a member there, and what I love about it is you're walking, you know, and there's not a ton of places. You know, most time you're playing it out of a cart, but you go out there and you walk, and one, I think it makes you play better when you're walking. You can focus on the next shot and you're not driving up to it, hitting the shot and moving on. But two, when you're walking, you just have time to reflect. You know, you're walking, you're checking out all of the things around you, and you know, I can see where the pro golfers. Now, I don't want to do it for four straight days and walk. I'd be worn out doing that. But I can see why, you know, when they're inside the ropes and, you know, they're walking down these fairways and on these, you know, great golf courses, it's kind of therapeutic. You know, it's a cool thing, and I can see how they love doing it.
Trinity Forest, you just have to worry about the flight path into Dallas Love Field. I mean, a lot of Southwest planes going over you when you're playing there, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. but it's a cool, you know, cool course, and they've done a tremendous job just basically building out of a landfill down there and turning it into a really, really nice course. And I think Hunter spends, you know, probably more time out there than he does at the office. But don't tell anyone.
We won't tell anyone that you said that. Hunter might not be listening. Then he might. Ole Miss golf, the women won a national championship a couple of years ago, and men's golf has been right there at the top. Braden Thornberry won an individual championship a couple of years ago as well.
Yeah, they've been great. Coach Hinkes on the women's side, you know, has done a fantastic job. Obviously, they won the Natty a couple of years ago. They've turned into a consistent NCAA team. this year, made it back out to Greyhawk and didn't play as well once they got there this year, but, you know, one of the top, you know, 24, 25 teams in the country. Our men's team has been very consistent as well. They went to the championship last year and then made it back to the tournament this year. Coach Chris Malloy has done a great job. He's an Ole Miss graduate, played golf at Ole Miss back when I was there. I think they're in a really good spot. We've spent some money, you know, out on the golf course and built a short course for them that's been very beneficial. And we're going to do another little renovation out there here probably within the next, you know, 12 to 18 months to upgrade their locker room and player facilities and those type of things. But those two have done a great job, and the student athletes have been phenomenal.
In the SEC, is it an arms race to see who can have the best facility, the best practice area, the best team? I think it all kind of works together and blends together, doesn't it?
It really does. And you know, now, not specifically in the sport of golf, but with NIL coming into the picture, that's becoming more of a talking point in a lot of our sports. But, yeah, it's always been about, you know, facilities. And for us at Ole Miss, we don't have the best golf course. We have a good golf course, and our university has done a fantastic job of building it up. And not only do we not have maybe the best quality of golf course, but we only have two courses in Oxford. So a lot of other places, they have more options, and you know, you go play at Alabama or some other places, Georgia, you've got access to more golf courses and those type of things. So we have to do well with our facilities. You know, we have to make sure that when we bring recruits in, they see, you know, this short course. It really is probably one of the top couple of short courses that are around. I mean, it's really, really nice. And once we get the facilities finished, that'll be great too. So you've got to find your ways and your niche that you can attract recruits and hold on to players and those type of things. And I think Corey and Chris have had a great vision of how we can do that.
There was a coach, a football coach, that coached at the school 93 miles to the south of you all that would never mention the school up north, or that's how he would mention it. You haven't mentioned Mississippi State, but are they at an advantage with Old Waverly and Mossy Oak being right there 20 minutes from campus?
Yeah, I think they are. It's a phenomenal, you know, facility there, obviously.
But I do see a lot of Ole Miss gear when I go in the shop.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Old Waverly has always been a little more of a Mississippi State lean, but there's a lot of Ole Miss folks that have, you know, houses down there, mm-hmm. and weekend homes, and a lot of members that are Ole Miss people. Mr. George Bryan, who recently passed away, was always so good to Ole Miss and our coaches to, you know, have them down to play, and they've played Waverly and Mossy Oak, and he's really, really good about that. And so I do think that just having that facility, you know, when you can bring a recruit in and say, hey, you have access to this, you know, 24/7, it has to have some advantage because it's such a phenomenal, you know, course. The two courses in the facility are really, really nice. But again, we have our niche too of things that are good for us. And you know, we've been very competitive with Mississippi State.
Your baseball team won a national championship last year. This year, unfortunately for Ole Miss, didn't even make the SEC baseball tournament. And some people say that's baseball. That's just how it works. You got Lane Kiffin in football, and then Chris Beard on the men's side of basketball. And what a season Coach Yeo had. I mean, Ole Miss athletics, is it kind of on the climb, if you will?
Well, I think so. You know, the previous 2 years before this year were our highest, statistically our highest ranked years we've ever had. In the Learfield Directors Cup, we finished 22nd 2 years ago and 20th the year before that, the year after that. And then this year, we, as you mentioned, we didn't have a great year overall. Coach Yeo made a great run with women's basketball, but overall, just, you know, not up to our standard of what we want with Ole Miss athletics. But I do believe, to your point, that we are trending in the right direction. You obviously had to make the change in basketball. Very excited about Coach Beard and, you know, what he's going to bring to the table. We feel like, you know, Lane is really just, you know, catching his stride right now. He'll be in year four and, you know, he's put some roots down and we feel like he's really going to, you know, do some great things in the future. And so, you know, I think for us, you know, our goal is we want to be in the tournament in every sport. You know, that's our goal every single year. And if you're in the tournament, you're going to make some runs. You're going to get the right matchups and do those type of things. So, as we talk around the athletics department, you know, we're not about having a winning season or, you know, making the NIT or whatever it is. Like, we want to compete and win championships. And we've proven we can do that. And we just want to keep going.
You caught some heat for hiring Chris Beard. Why did you hire Chris Beard?
You know, once we kind of did the due diligence and got comfortable with, you know, the stuff, the reports that were out there from Austin and all that, we got comfortable and confident in that pretty quickly as we made phone calls and Talked to a lot of different people and interviewed Chris, obviously, and we got very comfortable with that early on. From a basketball perspective, it was a no-brainer. I mean, he was the best one out there, and in my opinion, is probably one of the top 5 or 10 coaches in the entire country. I think he's the best CEO maybe in the country as far as, you know, running a program, getting the right staff in place, building a roster that makes sense and is intentional, you know, those type of things. And so, you know, just to be, again, candid and honest, if the issue at Texas doesn't happen, we don't have a shot at hiring a guy like Chris Beard. And so I think there was a mutual – you know, mutual respect there. And you know, he was like, hey, I want to get back in the game, obviously. And we're like, you know, once we got all this stuff figured out over here, you know, obviously you make a lot of sense for us. So I think it's going to be really cool. And, you know, have enjoyed working with Chris already in the first couple months. And I think we're going to be really good this coming up year. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You looking forward to the fireside chats?
I am. I don't know if I'll get to be a guest or what, but no, I am. I am. And you know, Chris has a lot of great ideas, and he's bringing a lot of creative and proactive thoughts on how we can get better with Ole Miss basketball. And you know, Coach Davis did a fantastic job. It just didn't translate into wins. And but he left a good foundation. He left a fan base that was, you know, hungry for more. And I think Chris is going to be able to come in and you know, take that to the next level.
Best golf course you've ever played?
Wow. You know, it's hard to beat Elotion. I mean, because when you go out there, the best part for me about Elotion is I used to come from Perryville to Little Rock on a Friday night, you mm-hmm. know, to go to the movies or whatever, because there wasn't anything to do in Perryville. You drive by that piece of property, and it's the side of a mountain for many, many years. I mean, I think it was a hunting lease maybe or something out there. And now you drive up there, and it's this immaculate, just carved out, you know, pristine golf course. And the beauty of it is when I've played out there, one day I think it was us and one other group out there. And then, of course, we went down to the cellar and had dinner and stayed on property and all that. It's just I think I like it because it's right there in the home state. It's something that, you know, we can take pride in. So it's really cool to go there. But, yeah, I mean, you talk about Augusta. You talk about I have not had a chance to play Cypress. But, you know, those out there, mm-hmm. those are fantastic. But, yeah, it's just – for an old country boy from Arkansas, it's pretty cool to even step foot on properties like that.
For that old country boy from Arkansas, fantasy foursome, you and three others you'd like to play a round of golf with, living or deceased, who would they be?
Wow, now that's interesting. I think I'd have to include my donor buddy that's here in Destin, Doc Hollingsworth, because he loves golf, he's 90 years old, and I would want him to be there. I think I would probably want to play you know, a guy that I grew up watching a lot was Daly. You know, I think be fun to play with him. There's no doubt it would be fun to play with him. And then, you know, I don't know the fourth. You kind of put me on the spot, but maybe with one of the Mickelsons or the Tiger Woods or, you know, somebody like that, because I think it would be fun to just watch them do it alongside them, you know, and just how maybe in their prime, you know, when Tiger was his prime, and just, you know, stand there in awe
cool.
Then, you know, hit my power slice over into the woods right after he pipes it 350 down the middle.
So. Play a scramble so you could play Tiger's ball?
No doubt.
Keith, thanks so much.
Absolutely. Enjoyed it.
This is Thomas Blackman with Blackman Auctions. The economy is changing slowly but surely. The market is slowing down in a gradual slide. Not an emergency yet, the sky is not falling, but a change is coming. When times are good, auctions make buyers compete to buy at the highest market value. When the economy gets tough, auctions force buyers to make a purchase decision. Either way, auctions get the highest return for a seller and a strong deal for a buyer. With an experienced auction company, it's a simple process. Go to BlackmanAuctions.com for more information. Since 1938, better auctions are Blackman Auctions.
Traveling to Fayetteville to watch a game? Forgot to book a room for the night? Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group has you covered. Stay where the fans stay. Staybridge Suites is just south of Baum Walker Stadium and is an all-suite hotel within walking distance of Baum Walker, Bud Walton, and Razorback Stadium. Or you could stay at the Comfort Inn and Suites with newly remodeled rooms throughout the entire property. Find them on the web at bphotels.com. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels.
Since 1938, Better Auctions have always been Blackman Auctions. Go to their website, blackmanauctions.com, find their next upcoming auction, and go. You might find something you didn't know you needed, and you might bid on it, and you might win it at an auction. Blackman Auctions, one of our great sponsors, are from the Shortgrass. Remember, when you find your ball mark on the green, fix it and a couple of more, and I hope to see you soon from the Shortgrass.
You've been listening to From the Shortgrass, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network.